Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good to be here, and we're alone together again for 2 weeks in a row.
No, Don, maybe Sam. Maybe next week, too. Yeah. Okay, and we have a special guest with us today. His name is Keen Ashurst, and he's the engineering manager for Cordell Seed. They were the developers of the phase 2 enzyme inducer called sulforaphane, better known as SGS, which happens to be a broccoli seed extract. And currently, Keen's working with Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in developing some kind of aqueous separation process for the concentration of these glucosinolates. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Keen.
Good morning, and good to talk to you this morning.
Okay. The product that we're talking about is called Broccomax. And on the label of the Broccomax, it says Phase 2 Stimulator. What does that mean, Keen?
Well, phase 2 enzymes, and that's what we're talking about there, are one of the body's primary defense mechanisms for preserving its immunity. And sulforaphane has been linked for over 30 years. It's actually since about 1968, probably over 40 years, to the induction of phase 2 enzymes. First by Wattenberg at the University of Minnesota, and later by Finnick at in England, and then by Johns Hopkins University by Paul Talley.
Okay, so phase two, what does that? The product is called Broccomax, which makes us think it's a broccoli extract, which it is.
Right. So, yeah, that's correct. But the phase 2 enzymes are actually stimulated by sulforaphane, and they reach up and grab electrophiles and contaminants in the bloodstream and convert them over to water-soluble chemicals that make them easily excretable.
Okay, so the in general, phase 2 detoxification takes potentially toxic things transposes them or converts them into water-soluble form?
That's correct, sir.
Excellent. Okay. Now, all of this stuff comes from broccoli. So I would think eating, broccoli is a good thing.
Eating broccoli is a good thing. The problem with eating broccoli is a good thing. We did a supermarket survey back in March, and we took two samples from each of eight grocery stores, well-known chains. And out of the 16 samples, we only had one that contained one micromole of glucoraphanin, which would have hydrolyzed to probably about 5 to 10 micromoles of sulforaphane in that area. And that was a frozen sample, which really surprised us, but the rest of the frozen samples detected very little or no dose level, and the most expensive was a fresh head from out of the country, but brought in here from outside the United States, and it had zero glucoraphanin in it. And you need the glucoraphanin because you got to hydrolyze that to sulforaphane. So there's no stamp or guarantee that you're going to go over and pick up the correct broccoli out of the grocery store.
All
and
right.
That's the important thing.
Okay. What is there any type of individual who should be taking a product like Broccomax?
Well, sulforaphane, has been referred to as a panacea for prevention in a number of items, but it enhances the immune system. But if you've got the most effective areas that it has been shown to be effective in, is in colon health, prostate health, bladder health, and with increased as an anti-inflammatory in certain genotypes. And we have seen that in some of the clinical trials. And this is that we're in the process of doing. This is basically due to, I don't know what the mechanism for the anti-inflammatory. My guess is it would be sort of along the lines of a diuretic, but I'm not 100% sure of that. But we are seeing reduced inflammation in prostate and in range of motion in the elderly in some of the small clinical trials we've done at the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana.
Interesting. You know, you mentioned, I guess when you mention prostate, I think of women and I think of breast health as well.
Right. It's effective there, but the dose effect is it has to be achieved. So if you were looking for breast health and prevention there, you would take between 2 and 4 per day. But in prostate, colon, and bladder, you could take 1 a day as a male. As a woman, you would need to take 2 a day.
Let me ask this. First of all, phase 1 and phase 2 for the audience are part of the liver's ability to detoxify things.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, the phase 2 is necessary to take fat-soluble things and turn them into water-soluble things.
Right.
And my question is, there are a number of different pathways. There's a glutathione pathway and glucuronide pathway and a couple of others. Which ones does this product massage?
Well, it will generate GST, GST1, GST1A, and a number of others. We have looked at probably 10 enzymes so far. At this point in time, I can only comment on the GST1 and 1A, but there are numerous ones. And as you're aware, there are some beneficial phase 1 enzyme inducers out there. And those are, but there are also some of the other items that are phase 1, associated with phase 1, have known in some cases, only in some cases, there's about 12 publications total on that, have been known as tumor promoters. And that's what you have to be very careful of. And there's some of those are the I3Cs, indole-3-carbinols.
Okay, so to clarify that a bit. Mm-hmm. What are you saying about the indole-3-carbinols?
What I'm saying about the indole-3-carbinols, there are sufficient publications out there that indicate that some of those I3Cs, not all, but some, have been associated and linked to tumor promoters in animal studies.
Interesting, and they're supposed to be positioned to do really what sulforaphanes are thought to do.
Well, here's what they do. They create an electrophile that can be stored in the fatty tissue, all right? Now, it's the phase 2 enzyme that go, and they don't excrete it. What the sulforaphane does is go up and convert that electrophile and make it water-soluble so it can be excreted.
Okay, that's definitely sounds like the right thing that it should be doing.
So the two in combination are not negative, all right? And that's what you find in nature. That's what you find in the seed. That's what you find in the vegetative plant. And that's what you find in the sprout. There is not a... Most varieties of broccoli contain between 2 to 7 and never more than that glucosinolates. And some of those can be I3Cs. But when you breed specifically for glucoraphanin, as we have done in California, about 90% of the production of the glucose ends up as glucoraphanin, not as glucoibrin, glucouresin. Although glucouresin is not an I3C, it also hydrolyzes its sulforaphane, but it's not predominant in broccoli. But glucobrassicin and glucoibrin are still found in that broccoli, but they're less than 0.5% in the total makeup of the glucosinolates that are in the vegetative broccoli and or the seed.
All right. Okay, I'll tell you what. We're going to continue talking to Keen Ashurst, but we need to take a short break. And if you want to start calling in with your questions, please do so. Our number here in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. And we'll be back after these messages.
Jaru Formulas has a new product, Black Currant and Lutein Capsules, a powerful formula targeted at reducing eye fatigue and promoting eye function. Black Currant is one of the most antioxidant-rich berries in the world due to its high content of polyphenol pigments or anthocyanicides. Its ability to reduce the oxidative damage caused by free radicals and reactive oxygen species is even higher than that of blueberry. Lutein and zeaxanthin, antioxidant carotenoids, are important components of the macula pigment in the eye. The macula is responsible for focus and color differentiation, and the macula pigment protects the eyes from ultraviolet radiation and oxidative stress. So, reduce eye fatigue, improve your vision with Jaro Formulas Black Currant and Lutein Capsules. All Jaro products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
This is Arnie Gitomer. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best selection of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You'll find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to our everyday 20% discounts, we're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, 35% off list. Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Way, Doctor's Best, Natural Factors, Natrol, many other lines, 30% off list. We actually have 60 product lines on sale right now. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com. And did you receive our new 72-page sale flyer and newsletter? If you were on our mailing list, you would have. You can pick it up along with our latest product reference catalog at any Wilner Chemist store. It's free. And if you're not on a Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy at our website, www.wilner, and Wilner is spelled with two L's, .com, and you can subscribe online. And we really like you to come to either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and the downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists and Nutritional Supplement Professionals will begin taking your calls shortly. Are you confused about red yeast rice? On the one hand, ongoing research shows that it is, in fact, effective in lowering cholesterol. On the other hand, you also keep hearing about problems with certain brands of red yeast rice. What should you do? Well, if you've been listening to our show, you know that we have done some checking. We've mentioned some brands we feel measure up to the levels of potency and purity that you should be looking for. And one of those brands is Doctor's Best. So we worked out a deal for you. We're offering Doctor's Best red yeast rice at one-half price for a limited time. That's right, one-half price. They have two forms of red yeast rice, a 600 milligram VegaCap, 120 in a bottle, and a 1200 milligram tablet in a 60 tablet size. Both are now on sale at one-half price. This is a deal you won't want to pass up. Doctor's Best red yeast rice, 600 milligram VegaCaps or 1200 milligram tablets, now on sale at Wilner Chemist at half price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell. Our special guest today is Keene Ashurst. He's the engineering manager with Cordill Seed, and they produce a product that's sold by Jarrow, and it's called Broccomax. And it's contains extracts of broccoli that there's certain things that broccoli has always been thought of as a good vegetable, and it is a great vegetable. It has a lot of fiber, a lot of calcium, but there are certain things that, as Keene pointed out earlier, aren't present in broccoli in high enough amounts to do anything, and one of those is sulforaphane. That's correct, Keene?
That's correct. The food equivalency would be approximately 500 milligrams of our material that Broccomax contains, and about 454 grams, or approximately 1 pound of broccoli.
So 1 pound of broccoli has how much sulforaphane?
Well, 1 pound would equal approximately a half to 1 micromole of glucoraphanin, which could hydrolyze to sulforaphane when ingested properly, or if it hasn't been degraded in the process. And that is equivalent to 500 milligrams of the Broccomax. So you could eat 1 pound of broccoli that has a guaranteed amount of glucoraphanin in it, or you could take one Broccomax, which has a guaranteed amount of glucoraphanin in it.
Okay, what I'm trying to hone in on is the type of... Look, everybody is spending their dollars on nutritional supplements. We always say, hey, you need to take a good multivitamin. You know, maybe you need some extra antioxidants and maybe some extra vitamin C or some extra vitamin E. Maybe you want to take some fish oils and CoQ10. And now we're talking about a broccoli extract, concentrated, high-powered broccoli extract. Why would somebody want to spend their money on it? That's what I want to hone in on.
That's a very good question. Let's talk about the induction of phase two enzymes, and that's one important aspect of glucoraphanin hydrolyzing to sulforaphane. It in an NIH paper that I sent. To Arnie earlier yesterday.
Yeah, you sent it to me. That's right.
Right. The KEAP1 NRF2 disruption, and it activates MAPK.
Okay, but Keene, here's the thing.
Right.
You need to translate that into layman's terms.
Okay, that's broad detoxification right there.
Okay, now everybody's detoxifying, but who needs it? Which type of person needs it? Is it somebody who's...
Well, you're being exposed on a daily basis to numerous chemicals, not only in the workplace, but at home and mm-hmm. in the food you consume, okay?
Right.
For example, the first thing you do in the morning is you get up and take a shower.
Right.
And what's in the water that you're showering with?
Chlorine.
chlorine. And what are you doing to that water? You're heating it up. And what are you doing to the chlorine? You're vaporizing it into the air, and you're inhaling that. Okay?
Yeah.
Continuous exposure over a long period of time can cause chronic diseases of different types. One of which is carcinogenesis.
Mm-hmm.
Lung, whether you smoke, whether you don't smoke, or what you breathe in the workplace, the dust, all these items. In fact, there was a clinical study done in China with regards to liver cancer, and this had to do with people harvesting their grain crops and putting them in sacks and actually sleeping on them in their house, and there was a 70-80% increase in liver cancer in this one region in China. And it was due to the fact that these mycotoxins were entering the body through inhalation and into the bloodstream, and they were coming down with liver cancer. And so that is one way. They had a high exposure level there.
Mm-hmm.
Another example would be somebody who has constant reflux disease, GERD, as you want to call it. Sulforaphane has been linked to killing the organism that is responsible for that reflux, which eventually leads to stomach cancer.
You're talking about H. pylori?
Yes, yeah, correct.
Okay, yeah, we even had, I remember a couple of years ago, we had Dr. Jed Fahey on from...
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, we had Jed Fahey on from Johns Hopkins, and he mentioned that as well.
That's correct.
Yeah, because a lot of people have continuing problems with GERD and with H. pylori and all of that stuff, so that's very, very important just by itself.
That's correct, yeah. Jed and I know each other very well.
Okay, we have a question from Walter calling from Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Hey, congratulations. You have a great guest.
Thank you.
He was talking about indole-free carbonyls and some problems. Now, when they enter the stomach, they're converted by the digestive process into a double molecule of indole-free carbonyls, also known as DIM, diindolemethane. What does he think about that?
Okay, question is, what about diindolemethane or DIM?
Well, I have a different perspective than a lot of people have on this. And I think if you take them in balance with other glucosinolates, like they're found in nature, and I'm talking specifically about Broccomax here, I don't think you're going to see a negative with specific I3Cs and I3Cs in general, okay? Because if they don't inhibit that phase one induction, the I3C will create an electrophile, which the phase two enzyme will go up and make water soluble. And I think that's the important thing to remember in nature, that these items were delivered to us in a natural way. We're trying to give them to you in a natural way. We have bred for high glucosinolates, but we haven't bred out the other glucosinolates that we feel are important as well, that can act in cohort with the glucoraphanol.
Okay. All right, Walter, I hope that that answered your question a little bit. Okay, we need to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you.
First, there was the orange, then there was vitamin C, and now Natrol, the brand you trust for good nutrition, brings you Easy C. Easy C is a high-potency antioxidant vitamin C blend, including esterified vitamin C, that's easy on the stomach, easy to absorb, and easy support for your body's own natural defenses. Smoking, high stress, sun exposure, or regular exercise can increase the body's need for extra vitamin C. Easy C helps close the nutrient gap between between what foods provide and what the body demands. Natrol, a constant innovator in nutritional supplements, designed the EZ-C line using only the highest quality ingredients. EZ-C is 100% vegetarian with no animal byproducts. Protecting your health just got easier with EZ-C by Natrol. Check out the entire Natrol line, including EZ-C, at Wilner Chemist. Discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
The B vitamins are crucial to optimal health and energy production. Many of us take a B-complex vitamin supplement, but are we really getting the full benefit? Country Life takes the guesswork out of B-complex supplementation with their product, Coenzyme B-complex capsules. This hypoallergenic vegetarian B-complex formula from Country Life contains the active coenzyme forms of the B vitamins, the form that needs no conversion in the body. It's ready to go right out of the bottle. Coenzyme B-complex from Country Life also contains alpha-lipoic acid, phosphatidylcholine, inositol, and other important B vitamin cofactors. So make sure you get the full power of your B vitamin supplementation. Take Coenzyme B complex capsules from Country Life. Country Life vitamins, leaders in the field of nutrition for over 36 years. All Country Life vitamins are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Now let's go to Steve Reggie for the traffic.
And we have a delay at all three Hudson River crossings going from New Jersey to New York City. It looks like about a 30-minute wait at the Turnpike approach to the Holland Tunnel, and about 20 minutes from the 1 and 9 approach to the Holland Tunnel. That's going to be a bit slow. Also, Lincoln Tunnel, that's about 20 minutes going into New York City, and the George Washington Bridge, a half-hour wait on the upper deck and 20 minutes on the lower deck. Garden State Parkway also, we have a vehicle fire at exit 135. That's in Clark, blocks at least one lane, and on the northbound side, you're going to get some rubbernecking delays there as well. We're also seeing some delays on the southbound Garden State Parkway from exits 130 down to 125 and over the Driscoll Bridge. This report is service of Gold Bond Foot Cream. For softer, healthier feet this summer, get Gold Bond Foot Cream. With seven intensive moisturizers plus soothing vitamins that work as hard as your feet. Get Gold Bond Foot Cream. Currently, we've got 80 degrees, partly cloudy skies in New York. That's a look at the latest traffic. I'm Steve Reggie on News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I want to take a moment to tell you about a product from Wilner Chemists designed specifically to prevent and treat osteoporosis. The product is called Bone Complex, and it's the most powerful combination of nutrients available for supporting bone health. Bone Complex is intended for those for whom just a calcium supplement is not enough, those who either already have osteoporosis or are at risk. It contains active forms of calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. Equally important, but missing from other products, are the trace minerals such as boron, silica, zinc, copper, and manganese. And Bone Complex also contains soy isoflavone concentrate and the new powerful anti-osteoporosis agent Ipraflavone. Bone Complex is designed to complement your regular supplement regimen. Wilner Chemist Bone Complex, the serious nutritional supplement for those who need maximum bone support and osteoporosis treatment. Call 1-800-633-1106 for more information, or stop by either Wilner Chemist store in Manhattan or the Atlanta, Georgia store. 1-800-633-1106.
It's 6 o'clock!
Ooh, thank you for reminding me. Hand me the Kyolic, honey.
What's Kyolic, Mommy?
That's Kyolic. It's the best supplement on the market for maintaining good heart health. Your dad and I take it, so we'll be around a long time to watch you grow up.
What's Kyolic do?
Well, you know how you drink milk to stay strong? I take Kyolic aged garlic extract to stay healthy, and it's odorless. I get the benefits of garlic without any bad breath or body odor. It also boosts my immune system and improves my circulation so I can wrap my arms around you and give you the world's biggest hug. Now go remind Daddy to take his Kyolic, too. It helps his cholesterol.
But, Mommy, how do they make Kyolic odorless?
You always ask the smart questions, don't you?
Because keeping you healthy keeps you around to keep them healthy. Available wherever fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit www.kyolic.com for more information or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Keen Ashurst. And He's with Cordell Seed, and they produce a product called SGS. And that's and the product is marketed as Broccomax by Jarrow Formulas. And you know what we forget to mention, Keen? That special two-for-one sale.
That's correct.
Okay, so if somebody buys a bottle of Broccomax, we just give him another one.
That's correct. And the reason we're offering this is we just completed our first clinical trial on the material, and we had outstanding results. We're continuing to evaluate the blood and the urine analysis for other enzyme inductions, and the GST was the first one we got off on the 30th and of June. And it's just so exciting that we've got a science-based product out there, not something that is fictitious or supposed to be, but it is, you know, type thing. And that's one of the reasons we're doing this for Jarrow. They've been a long-standing customer, and we continue to support them in any way possible.
Okay, so if you come to Wilner Chemists and want a bottle of Broccomax, we'll send you another one absolutely free. So you get two. For the price of one. Can't beat that too much, can you?
That's correct.
And our phone number in the studio, by the way, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Okay, so you mentioned the clinical study.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Tell us a little bit about the highlights there.
Well, the highlights of the clinical study were we fed people over a period of time. It's a double-blind crossover study where we actually moved the individuals around, and they had the same diet as the other three individuals or four individuals in the study showed. And what we got was induction of, we got breakdown products in the urine, that's number one, and then we got induction of GST1 and GST1A in the blood serum. And we got that over a 24-hour period, and it was 3 to 4 times that of the control. Now, we also gave them a vegetable diet in conjunction with the feeding of the yogurt with the Broccomax material. And you would think that the vegetable diet, if it was 2 and the powder material from Broccomax was 1, we'd get a 3. But what we actually got was 5s and 6s and 7s over a period of time. So it was exponentially increased the phase 2 enzyme. So this gets back to our recommendation on the label of dosing with a meal, not dosing on an empty stomach. And this is important because we don't want to create sulforaphane nitrile in the individual or the customer because it's non-reactive. It's not going to hurt you, but it's not going to be beneficial either. What we want to do is we want to create sulforaphane. So dosing with a light meal enhances the overall sulforaphane production and also the sulforaphane breakdown products in the urine and in the blood serum.
Okay, you mentioned GST1 and GST1A. What is that?
Those are glucothione S transferase, and those are necessary for the upregulation of total detoxification of the body. And you asked earlier who would be interested in taking this or who should be taking this product.
Right, absolutely.
The carcinogenesis is a long, protracted disease, and you don't know when you have it until you go to the doctor and he tells you you've got it. But if you've got a history of, and you've been tested thoroughly by a physician, and you don't currently have the disease, and you want to prevent that disease from occurring, or minimize the prevention of the introduction of that disease,
right,
I would recommend taking the product. If you have a concern about prostate health, definitely. We're seeing tremendous results in people taking 2 capsules a day. on reducing their PSA values. Now, PSAs are not always linked to prostate cancer,
right,
but they're always linked to inflammation of the prostate.
Yeah.
So we're getting tremendous results from there and from that area. And the dosage level there, again, is 1 to 2 a day, 1 in the morning and 1 in the evening, with a light meal again. So I think if you have a history of carcinogenesis in your family, get on this regimen and get on a vegetable diet, as well as consuming chicken and reducing your red meat consumption and so on and so forth. But I think those are the people should be taking a look at it. If you want to look at another aspect of it with regards to UVB damage from the sun, you can systemically repair that skin damage. That's been shown in a publication from Johns Hopkins University, Proceedings of the National Academy of Science, that 200 micromoles of sulforaphane. Well, you're going to need 2 to 4 capsules a day there. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So people who are interested in improving their skin health would also be beneficial as well.
Okay, yeah. Now, I've always felt that it was important in detoxification of hormones in women concerned about breast health and breast cancer.
That's correct. That's correct. In fact, it has a similar function to some chemo drugs that are currently out there as well. When you look at the publication from NIH, the tubulins that are reduced in size and the tumor is interrupted. In the initiation stage.
No, that all these things are excellent reasons. Plus, the benefit also, the added thing, is the H. pylori.
That's correct.
Wonderful. Okay, let's talk to Mark, calling from Philadelphia. Hi, Mark.
Hi there. My question is, if in some cases, and I might be corrected on this, if cancer... if there's a cancer inhibitor that works via a route of stopping capillary growth around tumors, I think that's anti-angiogenesis, maybe?
Correct.
Correct? Okay. In that case, you want to be careful if it's a heart patient and you want to grow extra capillaries. Or I was thinking, and tell me if I'm wrong, in the case of a young child where you want brain growth, is that the mechanism, and should there be any concern with that? And also, how would you dose it for children, and anything like that?
Okay. First of all, this doesn't work by the angiogenesis principle.
Okay, it didn't sound like it did from your explanation.
No, this works by a detoxification principle.
Right. And by the way, I'd like you to clarify. You mentioned. Electro something, and I'm thinking fat soluble from the rest of the explanation. Could you go into a little bit, paint a mental picture for us of what's going on with atoms, electrons, and molecules?
Well, I don't know that if we're really. Let me ask Keen. What about Broccomax for children?
I don't recommend anybody taking this product that's under the age of 21 and they've experienced 90% of their growth capacity.
Okay.
Okay.
I would not do that.
It has not been tested in children.
Okay.
And I don't recommend that at all.
Okay. So. You're the guy. But theoretically, if this comes from broccoli, and if broccoli was a good broccoli, these things would be in broccoli.
That's correct.
Okay,
but you'd have to eat a pound of them to get the same equivalent that you would get out of one capsule.
Yeah.
And there's not too many kids that are going to eat a pound of broccoli. I think it'd be really hard to get a kid eat one little piece of broccoli.
yeah, that's true. And also, all you adults who don't like broccoli, this is a good way to get some of the wonderful benefit of the broccoli.
That's correct.
Okay, thanks for that call, Mark. All right, next we have Alan calling from Queens.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
The Bronco Max, very, very interesting. I'm taking Coumadin. Could I take it?
Okay.
Yes, you can, and I'll tell you why. The process where we manufacture the material is a process where we remove all the oil and the vitamin K that has been associated with anti-blood thinning activities has been removed from the material, and we are probably less than 1% of the total vitamin K that is in broccoli, and our vitamin K equivalent in the powder is the equivalent of eating a stalk of celery. So, yes, you're very safe in taking it.
Okay, that's important because a lot of people seem to be, number one, are on Coumadin, and the concern is there, and I'm glad to know that the Broccomax can be taken, you know, because a lot of the people who taking Coumadin usually are older people, and they have the same concerns about cancer and stuff like that. So I think that's a good thing. Okay, Alan, thanks so much for that call.
Thank you so much.
All right, and we're going to pause for another short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Questions about Broccomax or sulforaphane? Or vitamins, minerals, anything. Give us a call, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Keen Ashurst. And we're going to pause for a moment to bring you an educational minute from Dr. Duffy Mackay, brought to you by Nordic Naturals, the makers of high-quality fish oil supplements.
Hello, this is Dr. Duffy Mackay with a nutrition update. Did you know that fish oil is the natural solution for dry eyes? Dryness, painful burning, and redness are some of the main reasons patients seek eye care. Dry eyes are a prevalent symptom, but information on risk or protective factors is lacking. Omega-3 fatty acids are an important structural component of eye tissues that keep eye cell membranes fluid and flexible. In a study of over 32,000 women, it was found that those who ate more fish rich in omega-3 fats showed a significant reduction in the occurrence of dry eyes. Women who ate at least 5 servings of fish per week had a 68% reduced risk of having dry eyes compared to women who ate only 1 serving. In my patients with dry eyes, I have found it is difficult for them to eat 5 servings of fish weekly. A purified fish oil supplement is the best way to get valuable omega-3 fats to support healthy and moist eyes. Thank you for listening to another nutrition update from me, Dr. Duffy Mackay.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are 2 Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists, 1-800-633-1106.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Keen Ashurst. And before we get back to the telephones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the My Favorite multi-line of supplements. And the entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, and we were talking to Keen Ashurst, or we are talking to Keen Ashurst about Broccomax, and its active ingredient is called SGS, And the amount in each capsule is 30 milligrams. Correct, Keen?
That's correct. That's okay. What BroncoMax is using.
Okay. And you're saying usually you seem to be recommending about two capsules, so that's about 60 milligrams of the SGS daily.
That's correct. If you have a problem with a specific health issue that can be prevented by this material, or ameliorated by this material, two capsules a day. If you're looking just for standard prevention and you've got a clean bill of health, one capsule a day. And if you're looking for a specific incidence where you want to achieve skin health, again, it's dose effect and or breast health, you would take 2 to 4 capsules a day.
Okay. Tell you that, you know, I've been taking BroncoMax myself. I've been taking one capsule a day probably for the last, since Fahey was on the show, you know.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, you know, and what I do is I make myself a green drink in the morning, you know, one of those green powders that has everything, and I open a BroncoMax capsule and put it in.
That is great. That is a fantastic delivery method. That is the best, one of the best delivery methods, because you're not taking on an empty stomach, and the pH is above 4.5 in the drink.
Yeah.
That's great.
I purposely I don't use like an orange juice. An apricot, you know, like an apricot nectar.
Right.
So you know, I put my fish oil in there. I make a whole my wife can't stand to watch me do it.
Well, it's important that you don't take it on an empty stomach and you don't take it with an acidic drink, because The ascorbic acid, if you take it in conjunction with ascorbic acid, which is vitamin C, it will actually create a sulforaphane nitrile instead of the sulforaphane. Now, that breakdown process actually occurs in the stomach. So what we want to do is to try to get that capsule through the stomach and into the lower gut, where it can hydrolyze to sulforaphane, where the pHs are much higher.
All righty. Sounds good. I guess I was doing it right.
You were doing it perfect. Couldn't ask for better.
And I'm still doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say hello to Joe from Franklin Square, Long Island.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. I didn't get the difference between DIM and BroncoMax. I do take DIM, but I think I heard the explanation, but I just didn't focus on it, I guess.
Okay,
broccoli derivatives.
Okay, it's not that easy, but okay, why are you taking the DIM, Joe?
I have acid reflux and a problem with my esophagus.
And you were taking...
Dr. Hoffman says that DIM is one of the things that he recommends for esophageal problems, like Barrett's and that type of thing.
Okay. All right.
That's one of the ones he always mentions as a good product for that.
Okay. All right. What do you think, Keen?
Well, the science is based upon glucoraphanin, which is a glucosinolate specifically, and sulforaphane release. Indole-3-carbinols will not release sulforaphane. They will release a different ITC, and that item has, to my knowledge, has not been studied in relationship to acid reflux, and I would use the BroncoMax.
Okay, the product that Joe is talking about is not really an I3C. It's a diindole methane.
Right.
Which is available as a product.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so does the same hold true for the diindole methane?
I have not seen any studies on DIM with regards to H. pylori or acid reflux. I have seen the studies, and they have been peer-reviewed in numerous publications, probably about 7 or 8, but I have not seen any with regards to the DIM.
Okay, so... The product that has, the best science behind it really is the BroncoMax.
That's correct.
Okay. So does that answer your question, Joe?
Well, I'm talking about damage to the esophagus, like Barrett's. And are you saying BroncoMax is a better deal for that?
Okay. All right. So this is, you're concerned about the Barrett's becoming cancerous.
Right.
Okay. That's the question, Keen. The concern that the Barrett's esophagus turning cancerous. So, and the product DIM has been recommended to Joe. And how does that stack up against the Broccomax? With the Broccomax, could it be used also, or should, you know, what do you think?
You could use it in conjunction, but sure. I guess what I'm getting back to here, what are you scoped on an annual basis, and you've got lesions in your esophagus? Is that?
Well, I have ulcers, and I'm taking an acid reflux medication.
Okay. Okay. And that acid reflux medication is a prescription drug?
Yes, I have to take it for the ulcers.
Okay.
I mean, I know most complementary physicians don't like it, but when you have ulcers, my understanding is you don't have a choice.
Right. Well, I take Nexium. I have two ulcers, and they've been painted, and I take Nexium, and I don't, and I will be scoped here this year after 2 years of taking the product. So you need to stay on that medication because it does work, and it is proven to work. What we're talking about in association with the Broccomax is people who have GERD, which is caused by a specific bacteria that breeds in the lower stomach, and that organism can be eradicated by taking Broccomax at a sufficient dosage level over a period of time, not specifically ulcers resulting from acid reflux, even though you do get acid reflux with GERD.
Okay, so
what's been prescribed?
Are you talking about H. pylori?
Yeah. We're talking about H. pylori. Yeah,
I don't have H. pylori.
Right, and so
I don't have it.
That's what I've said. You know, I knew you didn't have it after you talked to me. You just had some ulcers, and you're taking a prescription drug. Stay on the prescription drug.
Well,
if your doctor is telling you to take DIM associated with that, that's fine too.
I'm taking Protonix. I haven't been able to get Nexium with my insurance. They're supposedly the same. However, I should pass this experience on. I had an ulcer 2 years ago, and I took Nexium for a year and a half, and it cured the ulcer.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a complementary physician, suggested that I don't take the Nexium anymore, and I went on a battery of other things, and I got the ulcers back.
Yes, you
so
need to stay on that.
I don't have a choice.
Yeah, you need.
I'm on Protonix, which is supposedly the same, except for one component difference. But they're supposedly the same as Nexium.
Right.
Okay, Joe, thanks so much for that call. All righty. Okay, we're talking to Keen Ashurst. He's the, engineering manager for Cordil Seed. We've been talking about a product called Broccomax and its active ingredient called SGS. And we also have a special deal going. Anyone who buys, this is at Wilner Chemists, anyone who buys a bottle of Broccomax, we'll give him another one free. So you get two bottles for the price of one, and take it yourself or give it to your wife or your husband. Okay, Keen, I'd like to thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. I enjoyed it, and I wish you all well.
Okay, thanks so much, and have a good day. Okay, we need to pause for a brief message. We'll be back in a moment.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per 4 tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, this is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Prodell. You're listening to the Wilner Window over here on WOR in New York. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of the my favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements. And the entire Natrol line is on sale at 30% off list price. Okay, I'd like to remind everyone that this is a two-hour show. And those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we'll be back at about, at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. And remember what I said, the Brocco Max from Jarrow, you buy one, and we give you another one free. We'll see you at about 3:05.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutrition.